There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe
building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing up the Eiffel Tower. Discovering something that doesn't exist,
hey,
or giving a monkey a shower. Surfing tidal waves, creating nanobots, or locating Frankenstein's brain.
It's over here!
Finding a dodo bird, painting a continent, or driving our sister insane.
Idiot!
As you can see, there's a whole lot of stuff to do before school starts this fall.
Come on, Perry!
So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all. So stick with us, cause Phineas and Ferb are gonna do it all.
Mom! Phineas and Ferb are making a title sequence! I can't believe you guys dragged me all the way over here for this. Well, at least there's hunky guys in skirts.
Guys, come and look at this!
This is an actual replica of an artist's interpretation of what some random guy of no significance believed that the Chariot of Asparagus might have looked like. And this is Asparagus, the greatest warrior in all of Greece. With his golden chariot, he would win every race. And here he is defeating the Minotaur, a creature that's half man, half bull. Asparagus defeated him using the head of Medusa, a creature so ugly she could turn people to stone with just one look.
Kinda reminds me of Candace.
It does not look like me.
I know what we're gonna do today. We're gonna have our own chariot race. Like, hey, where's Perry?
Psst. Agent P, over here.
Sorry to disturb you at the museum. We've just been informed that Doofenshmirtz has created a machine to rid the world of platypuses. Platypi. Platypeople? Whatever. We've tracked Doofenshmirtz to the old abandoned movie house. So, get going. And don't look up my skirt.
Okay. The race will start here at home, then through the streets of Danville, and over to the park. From there, we make our way past Paul Bunyan's Pancake House.
Paul Bunyan's, well, food is good.
But not too good, eh?
And finish at the steps of the museum.
Hey, boys, what you doing?
Just mapping out our route for the big chariot race we're gonna have.
Oh, excellent. Well, it's good to see you boys taking an interest in Greek mythology. I'm doing the same. I've got over 12 hours of gladiator movies here I want to watch.
Nice hat, Mr. Flynn.
Thank you, Isabella. It's my movie-watching hat.
Isabella, we're gonna have the greatest race in history, complete with helmets and armor and super cool chariots with horses. Spread the word. Spread the word.
Wait, at what time?
In about an hour or so.
Where's it gonna be?
Here.
Who am I telling again?
Just spread the word. Oh, and tell them to bring gladiator gear.
Doofenshmirtz Abandoned Theater.
Comfy, Perry the Platypus. I've prepared something special just for you. You see, until now, every attempt to eradicate you has been foiled. Then I came across a... Excuse me, who are you and what are you doing here?
I bought a ticket to see this movie.
Okay, just roll the film.
Who is the enemy of the platypuses? Or platypi, or platypeople? Well, you know what I mean. The platypus is one of our greatest friends in nature, a humble but key component in Mother Nature's delicate cycle of life. But as of late, worldwide populations have been declining to near endangerment. But why? Who is the enemy of the platypuses? Or, well, you know what I mean.
This is the best platypus movie I have ever seen.
Historically, the enemies of the platypus were well known. The poisonous swamp viper, the snaggle-toothed badger, and duplicating, imitatable stunts seen on television. But there is a new enemy of the platypus, one whose tireless development paves over the platypus's woodland homes. The greatest enemy of the platypus is man.
Hi there!
You see, Perry the Platypus? For years I've been trying to rid myself of you with traps and bombs and poisonous gas and automatic tennis ball machines. I don't even know what I was thinking back then, but now I have the ultimate platypus elimination weapon. Perry the Platypus, recoil in horror at my new creation! A giant killer robot man!
My name is Norm. The enemy of the platypus is man.
This is awesome. I did not know this movie was in 3D.
Please, stop running. Perhaps we could discuss our differences over coffee.
Okay, we're all set. Let's meet our racers. In the first chariot is us. Then we got Isabella and the Fireside Girls, Buford and Baljeet, and we have one for Candace too if she ever shows up. Here are the maps for everyone. The first chariot to reach the museum wins. Any questions?
Yes. Should we not establish the rules first?
This is a chariot race. There are no rules.
No rules? Well, if those are the rules...
Hey, you! You're going down.
But we're on the same team.
Then you're going down with me.
Each chariot will be pulled by a rocking horse, Ferb souped up with a lawnmower engine.
Phineas, just what do you think you're doing?
Candace, great. You're right on time. Check out this cool-looking helmet we made for you. And we built you your own chariot that looks just like you.
Oh, that's ridiculous. I do not have wheels.
To the winner of this race, I offer the spoils of the Empire.
Dad, they're racing chariots.
Yes, that seems just starting. Come in and sit down.
Come on, Candace.
Dad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you want some?
That's it. I'll stop this myself.
At your ready, get set, go!
Okay, you two. I've had enough of this. Ow! Hey!
Oh, now where'd she go? She's gonna miss all the action.
Looks like Candace made it after all. Looking good, Candace.
I got a motorized neck taking me for a drag. Leave the others far behind. Baby, I ain't bragging. My anachronistic wagon's 2 millennia ahead of its time. Talking about my chariot. No, it's not street legal, but it gets me where I want to go. Climb aboard my chariot. When they hear me come a-rumbling, then everybody wants to know where you get that chariot. I don't need no oracle to tell me how good it feels to throw a full tilt coliseum killer to the party on wheels.
Remind me, why did we put spikes on Buford's chariot?
Reckless endangerment, disrupting traffic! Ew, they are so busted!
And a bowling ball catapult? I mean, what were we thinking?
My spike!
Why'd we give them all the cool stuff? What do we have? Cup holders? Sweet! Now we're cooking.
The girls are still gaining!
Stereo is not an option for me, my husky friend.
Well, use your head and think of something, genius.
Exactly! Use my head! That is right! It sparks, my opponents!
Ferb, do you smell something burning?
An unconventional way to use my head, yes, but an effective one!
We should do this more often!
To use your head again. Hey, get back on your own chariot.
Got a lot of power and 2 big wheels of fun. Climb aboard my chariot. You could be my second, cause I'm gladiator number one. Get a load of my chariot. Always going for the gravel, ask anybody and they'll say, if you see me coming, then you better get out of my way.
We should be coming up on Paul Bunyan's.
Paul Bunyan's, well, food is good,
but not too good, eh?
Oh, there it is.
Are those slacks new? They make you look slimmer. Honey, have you seen my keys?
What is that? It's half man, half bull. It's the Minotaur.
My name is Norm.
It's Norm the Minotaur. Hit it, Ferb.
Wait, come back. You can borrow my rake.
Candace has a lead. Go, Candace!
Somebody help me!
See, I knew she'd love it.
Let's invite our wives next time.
That was the coolest rocking horse, mower pulled chariot, minotaur chase ever! Gross!
Phineas and Ferb! Phineas and Ferb!
No! You can't just tear up the town with your chariots and expect to get away with it! When Mom and Dad find out about this...
Candace!
The enemy of the platypus is man.
Listen, pal, you stay out of this!
She turned him to stone!
I did what?
Don't look at me! It's Medusa! No, that's it! I'm out of here!
Wait, Candace!
Norm! Oh, no, Norm! What did he do to you? Did the bad little platypus switch you off? I'll fix that.
My name is Norm.
See? All you needed was a reboot. What is this? What happened to all the lights? It's coming loose. I think I can get it off.
The enemy of the platypus is man.
Well, now it's stuck. Somebody help me!
Secretly, I'm very lonely.
Just wait until Mom finds out about this.
Candace, looks like we owe you a big thanks for defeating the Minotaur. Who knew you had the power to turn men to stone?
That is so not true. Who ever heard of something as silly as turning someone to stone? No, it can't be! I did it again! Don't look at me! I'm a monster! Make it stop!
It's okay, Ferb. She's gone. You can look now.
No, not taking any chances.
Hey, look, there's Perry.
Still not looking.
Mom! Look! In the backyard, look! They've done it again!
Just let me drop off the groceries.
This was the best ride ever, guys!
Oh, that was a very fabulous ride. Now, can you send us back to space station, perhaps?
Look! Okay, tell me you don't see a giant, enormous Ferris wheel in the backyard.
All right. I don't see a giant, enormous Ferris wheel in the backyard.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, kids.
Why don't you come in for snacks?
Why don't you come in for some snacks?
Oh, there you are, Perry. And Ferb says...
You know, gladiators were Roman, not Greek.
It's always the same thing every day. The same insane routine. My life is like a bad sitcom.
Do you live in the Danville area and want to bust your brothers? Then call now and you can be on the next episode of Bust 'Em!
Yes!
When you're bothered by your brothers and you can't convince your mother and you don't think you can take another day, don't swear a cuss. They got your back against the wall and you think you've tried it all. There's a number you should call, don't throw them underneath the bus. Just leave the busting to us.
Bust 'Em, Bust 'Em, Bust 'Em. Operators are standing by.
Hello, Bust 'Em? Do I have a show for you?
Bright, sunny, and clear. Yep, it's gonna be a hot one. Ferb, I know what we're gonna do today.
Well, I'm off to my cooking class. You kids keep cool today.
Oh, good. Our stuff is here.
Already? Yeah, well... Okay. You guys keep doing whatever it is you guys do.
That seemed oddly out of character. Hey, where's Perry?
Good morning, Agent P. It's a beautiful day in the tri-state area. Just the kind of day that makes Dr. Doofenshmirtz a little verklempt. That's why your mission is sky, weather, rain, Doofenshmirtz. We're breaking up. Let me call you on a landline. So, just to recap, sky, weather, rain, Doofenshmirtz.
Are you Candace?
Yes.
Get in. We're from the TV show. My name is Lulu Jones, and this is my assistant, Fifi.
Hi there. So, you really think you can bust my brothers?
Ha ha ha, you're so cute. Isn't she cute, Fifi?
Oh, yes, she is. Ha ha ha.
You see, Candace, busting is my middle name. It's my actual name, Lulu Busting Jones. I was born for this job.
But you have no idea what my brothers are capable of.
Believe me, I know. That's why I created this show. My brothers used to drive me crazy. Let me tell you a story. The story of Bust and them. Bust fights them, but them fights right back. It's the age-old struggle, but in the end, them always wins. No, I'm sorry. Wait. Bust. Bust always wins. That's it. Yes, bust them. The point is, I feel your pain. Mom never believed they were the ones breaking the plates or scratching the records.
My brothers don't break plates or scratch scratch records.
Well, whatever they're doing, we'll get them. Our crew has planted cameras covering every square inch of your backyard. Basically, if a squirrel breaks wind, we'll have it on tape. Fifi, none of these cameras seem to be working.
Actually, I think camera number 8 is working fine.
So, your show must be pretty popular, huh?
Well, you know, not really. I mean, we're having some problems with our ratings right now, and our station manager is threatening to pull the plug, you know. But with an episode like this one, it'll never happen. Come on, give me one.
One what?
Bust 'em! Give me a bust 'em! Come on!
Bust 'em! Well, you know, they must be done by now anyway.
Done with what?
I don't know. It's different every day.
Come on, I'll show you.
So, where is this thing I'm supposed to film?
So, what do you think?
I think we finally have our very special episode!
Hey, Candace, what do you think of the water slide?
Doofenshmirtz Evil Incorporated!
Ha ha! Oh, Barry the Platypus, I can't believe you fell for that old fake window trick!
Wait a second, how did you...
Oh, I can't believe I fell for the old fake Barry the Platypus bit. That was pretty good, Barry the Platypus. I gotta give you props on that one. I know, you're wondering about the hat, right? It's part of my new magic kit. Ever since the 7th grade, I have wanted to be a magician. But it was a pretty tough road.
Hey, wait, where's Bobo the Rabbit?
Can somebody please get me out of this? Anyone? Hello?
But I guess my dreams faded into sepia tone somewhere along the way. Oh, Perry the Platypus, your shoes are untied. Psych! Before you go, I'd like to introduce you to the Gloominator 3000-inator. Hmm? What's that? Could it be Morse code for... That evil gadget looks so manly and threatening. What on earth does it do? All right, I'll tell you. She stopped bugging me. With this, I will launch thousands of weather pellets into the atmosphere, thereby plunging the tri-state area into a new ice age! But before I do that, I shall finally make Perry the Platypus disappear! Voila! It really worked. Maybe I should have stuck with the magic business.
Hey, Candace, want to join our main voyage?
I'm not going to be a guinea pig for one of your harebrained...
Candace, wait. We need you to get on that ride with this secret hidden camera. Now go get that footage and leave the busting to us.
Everybody ready? Make sure your life vests are securely fastened. And in case we capsize, your seat cushions can function as a headstone. Oh, you don't want to get this wet.
But...
Come on, Candace. That wasn't too bad, was it?
Actually, that was kind of... That's it. It's over, right?
You want to go again?
Are you crazy? Oh, she'd love to! We need that footage if you want to bust 'em! We disguised the camera this time. Don't lose it!
Now let's test my Gloominator 3000-inator! A couple of these ought to be enough. Let's see. Woohoo! Look at them go! Perfect! Now for the real thing! Maybe I can squeeze a few more in there. Let me see. Perry the Platypus! Bobo the Rabbit! Do you know that I've been looking for you since the 7th grade?
I can't believe you spent our entire life savings on a bunny farm and forgot to buy any bunnies.
But, dear, I...
I mean, what did you think? Rabbits were just gonna fall out of the sky?
Looks like somebody owes me an apology.
Touché.
So,
Lulu, did we get enough footage?
Did we ever? Now, we need you to call your mom for the big confrontation scene. And I'll call the station manager.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Candace. What took you so long?
Just get over here as soon as you can. This time, it's gonna be different.
Sir, you should come over here right away. This will be our best show ever, I guarantee it.
Hey, that evil scientist just stole my bike.
Hey, that nice duck just gave me 20 bucks for my skateboard.
Oh, this is great!
I can smell that second season pickup.
What was that?
My mom is here!
My station manager is here!
Candace, what's going on? Who are these people? Could you please...
Mom, we're gonna be on TV! I can finally prove everything!
I'm talking about ratings dynamite here, sir. Tell me that's not ratings dynamite!
That's not ratings dynamite. That's a suburban backyard.
But I have the whole... What? I'm sorry, I don't understand. What? Where is everything?
Welcome to my world.
Wait a minute! The videotapes! All the proof is still in the van! Come on, give me a bust-em!
Bust-em!
You get that a lot.
Pretty much every day around here.
It's in the van!
I don't think I could take this every day.
You get used to it.
The van. Where is the van?
So nice of them to leave the keys inside. That's what you get for being the good guy. You have to stop at all the traffic signals. what is this? Could you be the platypus?
So kids, keeping cool today?
Hi, Mom.
Oh, there you are, Perry.
And
Ferb says...
And that is why I will never wear suspenders in public.
And now for some snacks.
Why don't you kids come inside for some pie?
Yeah, I'll take some pie. Now you understand my pain. Want some pie?
I'm getting dizzy! Maybe I'm supposed to turn into a skin.
I can't believe you sold our lucrative bunny farm and bought a van rental place. And you didn't buy a single van! Not one word.